That's 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. We're going to be, well, what are we going to be talking about this morning, Tom?
Well, I thought maybe we might just talk about the North American Union.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important that people understand that we have people in Washington, D.C. who hate America. Their goal is to do away with our national sovereignty and all the traditions of America and merge us with Mexico and Canada and bring us the same great prosperity and freedom that they have among the Mexican peasants. Of course, we're going to be told we're really going to be helping them and raise their living standards, but since we had NAFTA come in, well, we impoverished so many people. This is one of the major impetuses for the massive migration. We put all of the poor corn farmers out of business by dumping subsidized corn in Mexico. And the reason we have so many illegal immigrants here is the people had no means of working, making a living after we passed NAFTA. Do you really think that when we open the border completely, we're going to make them more prosperous? Or do you think that they're going to impoverish us? And I would like to suggest, if you don't believe there is an organized, orchestrated plan at the highest levels of our government, and throughout the world for that matter, to lower living standards in America and transfer our wealth to other countries, you need to read the Earth Charter, point 10A, and if you haven't read the Earth Charter, shame on you. You don't love America, you don't care about your future, or your children, or your grandchildren. Get the Earth Charter, read it, study it, understand. It's pushing a new spirituality. It's written by the three of the wealthiest men in the world, and it is the mind comp for what's going on. Equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Now, that doesn't mean equitable distribution of the wealth of the very wealthy people who are writing this. That's your wealth, and, of course, the wealth of unborn generations. So, with that as the background, Tom, you pick up the story.
All right. Well, you know, I think it's very important, Dr. Stan, that we talk about this today because there's a lot of information going around on the Internet about it, and people who are involved in researching that way are getting a lot of information about the this coming North American Union. But there is not a single word out in the regular media, in the mass media. There's nothing on Fox News. There's nothing on Rush Limbaugh. There's nothing on Sean Hannity's show. And that's very, very disappointing that that's happening. And so I think it's very important that we get this out. This security and prosperity partnership that was what they're calling it. They are not calling it a North American Union. That gives them the ability to have plausible deniability. They're saying security and partnership, that this is just to make the borders of our country and North America safer, and it's just to help our economic situation. And amazingly, as you read this, one of the main points putting all this together is this NAFTA superhighway that actually right now, as I understand it, goes all the way from Colombia to the tip of Mexico, and as they're working to put it into the United States, coming through Texas, and it will travel directly into Kansas City and then branch out from there across the country. Talk about security. As I have read these documents and understand what has been said about this, Kansas City is the first place along this trip all the way from Columbia where anything in those trucks are checked.
Sure.
So where's the security in that? They come right into the heartland of the country. How many truckloads of drugs, how many truckloads of illegal aliens, and how many terrorists are going to travel up that highway and divert somewhere before they get to Kansas City? I mean, this is there's nothing secure about this. And
well, it's super for the drug smugglers. It's super for those who want to, you know, have people, you know, immigrants illegal immigrants there in their trucks, but then we're probably not even going to have to worry about illegal immigrants. They've even changed the name. They're no longer illegal immigrants. Now they're just immigrants.
Now, they're migrating. They're just migrating.
Migrants,
Sente
right.
Fox has said, doesn't use the word immigration. Those who are puzzled by George Bush's insistence on having this guest worker plan and not shutting down the border, this North American Union is the root of that. He has made agreements with Vicente Fox going clear back two or three years ago or earlier probably, and he's got in order to keep those promises, he can't afford to shut down the border. And the North American Union issue and the immigration issue are absolutely tied together. And the reason that we're having such a huge battle, is over immigration is because this is what's in the background. This Security and Prosperity Partnership, as they're calling it, the SPP, has not been debated in Congress. There has been no legislation in Congress to authorize it. This is all done behind the scenes in an office in the Commerce Department, which is the NAFTA office. They are working there. 20 working groups have been set up to implement this plan. And it's amazing how encompassing those working groups are. Those working groups are working on things like manufactured goods and regional competitiveness, the movement of goods, energy, the environment, e-commerce, which gets them right into the Internet, financial services, business facilitation, food and agriculture, transportation, and health. These are all things that these 20 working groups are working on policy of how to integrate all of those things among Canada, Mexico, and the United States. We have the State Department that's supposed to take care of international issues, and we have the Commerce Department that's supposed to take care of trade in this country. I don't agree with having the Commerce Department around, but this is what they're supposed to do. Now, and then we end up with NAFTA, which, as you pointed out earlier, is an absolute disaster to the economy of this country. And on top of that now, we're going to put the SPP, yet another level of bureaucracy. Even if we're wrong, as the government says we are, about this being a North American Union, they just say it's just for security. It's a new level of bureaucracy. We don't need it.
We'll be right back with Tom DeWeese here in America.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results.
That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm back here, I guess, this morning, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, talking about this security and prosperity partnership. And the government says, why, we would not do, we would never do away with sovereignty. Ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is read the writings of the people in the Council on Foreign Relations, which is coordinating this whole thing. Go back and read Richard Gardner back in 1974, April, Foreign Affairs Magazine, where he talks about, you know, how we're going to have to do an end run around national sovereignty. The whole purpose is to destroy America, to use our wealth, of course, for the time being, our wealth and military power, to bring about the world government. But eventually, America is going to have to be destroyed, our people impoverished, and, you know, so that they will go along, you know, blindly with the new ruling elite, or I shouldn't say new ruling elite. There is an elite who has a different worldview. And, of course, they want to build the North American community exactly as we have built the European community, as we are building the Asian community, as we are building the African and other communities. And then eventually, when all of these are in place, then they will unite the whole world. And of course, Hugo Chavez is playing his part very well in South America. He's uniting all the countries down there into a common trade bloc against America. Oh, the wicked Yankees in the north. And so Fidel and Chavez are organizing and getting the countries of South America to give up their sovereignty, which is exactly what we want them to do. Hugo Chavez plays his part just beautifully, like President Ahmadinejad over in Iran. They all probably came from the same central acting school. They know exactly how to play their part. But right now, the government is saying, why, you can trust us. Do you honestly believe that we can trust the people, you know, who are telling us there's nothing to worry about, who are intentionally concealing this and getting their lackeys in the media to conceal the story of the security and prosperity partnership of the NAFTA highway, which will soon bifurcate our country, which they're already beginning to lay the plans to begin this next year in Texas. The money's there. They're taking the land, or they're working to get, have they got the land yet, Tom, or are they just working to get the land?
No, they're working to get it. The figure is approximately 500 million acres of land that will have to be taken by eminent domain in order to put this thing together. So, you know, all these little pieces that we've talked about over the years are all coming together in one spot. You know, this is something, you know, we've talked a lot about sustainable development and Agenda 21 out of the United Nations. I wrote it last year that the Supreme Court's decision in the Kelo versus New London, Connecticut, that the Supreme Court had to come down with that decision, which shocked a lot of people. They didn't think they would. They came down with this decision saying that it's okay for local communities to take land for private development through the use of eminent domain. A lot of people didn't understand why. Why can they do that? The reason is they had to do that in order to allow the progress of sustainable development and using eminent domain. Now, here again, in putting together this North American Union, which is just a natural next step in the whole Agenda 21 process, combining the you know, getting rid of the borders and combining the three countries. In order to make that happen, they have to have the power of eminent domain, and that is what they're going to use there in Texas and on up through the other states all the way up into Kansas City. And this, what they call the smart port in Kansas City, the government of Kansas City, the city council, has already put in $1.5 million to establish that. As they're moving along to have what they call the inland port, then they ran into a roadblock because the country of Mexico said, well, we'll have a depot there, and that's going to be Mexican sovereign land. And that's not sitting too well with some of the folks in Kansas City. So, you know, the facts are coming out, and these problems are arising. It's very interesting to note. It's almost humorous, since those of us who have begun to get the word out on this and attack it and let the people know what's going on, because there has been nothing from Congress and nothing from the news media, and the administration hasn't put anything out about this. But as these facts are getting out, suddenly on the Security and Prosperity Partnership website, they have added the SPP myths and facts to answer us. And their very first paragraph is dead wrong. It says on there, the SPP is based on the principles that our prosperity is dependent on our security and recognizes that our three great nations share a belief in freedom, economic opportunity, and strong democratic institutions.
And you can see that in Mexico right now, where they,
yeah,
you know, they won't even allow a recount of the votes, because when they recounted 10% of them, it was very obvious that the election had been stolen, and the leftists, whether you like the opposition candidate or not, I mean, it's obvious they stole the election from him, but that's what democracy is all about. It's not, you know, how people vote. It's who count the vote that counts.
That's right. And so much for strong democratic institutions,
right,
and economic opportunity. The nation of Mexico, the reason their economy is in the toilet like it is because they are a socialist country. There is no private property in that country. Therefore, there can be no middle class that creates wealth. And so their economy is a completely controlled economy, and that's why they have so many people out of work, and why they're all rushing across the border to come here. And what this whole thing shows is that the President Bush and anybody else involved in putting this together do not care about the fact that the United States is the most unique nation on earth. We were put together deliberately to recognize property rights, to recognize individual freedom, to recognize free, unrestricted commerce in our country. And these things are what make us unique. Those things don't exist in any other nation on earth the way they were set up in the United States. It's why we became such a huge economic power. And putting together a North American Union to meld all this together, do you think we're going to now suddenly have free enterprise and private property in Mexico? Absolutely not. It's going to go the other way, and in fact, it is going the other way. Sustainable development is that top-down control that takes away. There is no private property in the United States. Now the Supreme Court said so. And we're moving in that direction. So what's going to happen? Are we going to, you know, this redistribution of the wealth, is the United States going to help Mexico get wealthier? No. What's going to happen is the United States is going to get poorer. We're going to become a third world type nation, going in Mexico's direction, not the other way around. And anybody who doesn't believe that.
Is Mexico going to redistribute their wealth to the United States?
Exactly.
Does anybody really think that we will benefit by redistributing and have equitable distribution of wealth between the Mexican and the United States? Where is the outcry from our people? This is what infuriates me, Tom,
yeah,
is that the American people, well, we're so busy. Football's coming up, and we don't want to be involved worrying about these things. We don't like to think about unpleasant things. Don't they understand what is happening? Our country is being destroyed. Not from without, not by the terrorists. We're being destroyed by a small group of people who dream a different dream because they worship a different God.
I will tell you this, Stan. About two and a half weeks ago, I began to mail out just a document that I put together very quickly based on what I had gathered at the time, a North American Union fact sheet, which, by the way, is on our website. And I have been putting things out in the mail for 20 years. I have never received a response like this mailing has received. My phones have been ringing off the wall. Some people calling in utter disbelief, some saying, oh, no, Tom, it can't happen. Some very, very disappointed because they supported President Bush because he said he was a Christian. That's what I hear constantly. President Bush said he was a Christian. That's why I supported him. Well, and then, of course, the majority of the calls have been absolute outrage. What can I do? I'm going to make more copies of this. Let me get it out. So when the American people find out what is happening, they are responding. That at least that's been my experience so far. I don't know how do we get these major media to talk about this, and that's going to be our challenge.
Well, we're not going to get the major media because the major media is all controlled. I mean, we have five mega corporations controls 90 to 95% of the media. All we have is stations, a few radio stations, and even many of those are being bought up. And I will tell you, we're constantly facing that and losing stations all the time because they're being bought up. But we have to utilize what we have. We still have certainly the internet, and we certainly have the direct mail that you do to get the information out. You know, there are an awful lot of good Americans out there, and believe me, there are a lot of people who listen to shortwave. Although I will tell you, I just got a letter yesterday telling me I'm going to have to tone down my what I'm saying on shortwave because we shouldn't be critical of the government. I mean, I got this letter just yesterday from a major shortwave company I've been with for years telling me that, oh, we've got to tell people how great democracy is throughout the world and we should not be critical of our government. Now, what does that suggest to you? What about the First Amendment? Well, this has to do with the rest of the world. Shortwave goes to other countries and we want them to think badly of us, would we? Well, maybe the people in America ought to be concerned with what's happening. Tom, we've got to reach the people, and the people out there in the listening audience, they know other people. They can do mailings, get your material. Let's get your telephone number, your address out so people can get your material.
Sure. Our website is AmericanPolicy.org, all one word, AmericanPolicy.org. And when you go on there, right at the very top of the page, you will see it just says North American Union Fact Sheet. And that is what we've published so far. I've updated it three times. I'll update it again as new information comes in. But it's very basic. But it gives you all the information, where to find this stuff on the web. It's even got the CFR's website, so you can see what they've done, and the SPP.gov website, so you can get that information. There is also on there an action alert, which you can download and send to other people with all the details on it, and get this out far and wide. We put that out last week. Our phone number, if you want more information, is 540-341-8911. That's in Warrenton, Virginia, 540-341-8911. And we're going to keep getting information out on this. I believe that this is the fight of our lives. We've fought a lot of battles over the years on a lot of issues, but if this is allowed to move forward, if it's allowed to be put in place, then we will lose the United States of America, period. And the jig is up. We have got to stop this. Some of the things that we're working on, Stan, in the very early stages, trying to get some things going, there is talk of trying to get a referendum on the ballot in Texas to let the people vote on whether they want to have this highway go through there or not. I think if we can achieve that, we can stop, we can win that vote. Time will tell. We'll see what happens there. I'm talking with some other people who are working to try to put together kind of like a documentary that maybe can get into movie theaters. I'm also working with a producer out in Hollywood about getting some ads on television to break through and get this message out. So, we're using everything we've got, trying to find ways to break through and break the silence. And the more people who learn about it, the more who come to our side. So,
well, but you see, what we're seeing here is a replay of what happened in Europe, where they promised the people, this is only about trade. I mean, this European Union, oh, well, this is not going to be a government with a parliament or doing away with sovereignty or doing away with your currency. This is about trade, and doesn't everybody benefit from trade? And they lied, and they lied, and they lied. And now they have a European parliament and a massive bureaucracy, and the people are losing their freedom. And, of course, cannot trust anything a government official says.
Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
I think one of the hardest things for the average American to believe is that our leaders would lie to us. I'm old enough to remember when, 1940, when President Roosevelt went on the radio and said, "I hate war, Eleanor hates war, even little Fala hates war." That was his dog. And he said, "I promise you no American boy will ever fight on foreign soil again." They were already planning for World War II. I've been to the files of the Council on Foreign Relations. They started planning for the war in 1938. And, of course, Roosevelt had already made an agreement to bring us into war. He lied to the American people. And during the Vietnam War, when 1964, during the election there, and Barry Goldwater was saying we ought to go in, win the war, and bring our boys home, and Lyndon Johnson promised it. We would not expand the war in Vietnam. He said, why should we go halfway around the world to fight communism when we got just 90 miles off, off the Florida Keys? And they were already planning on the phony Gulf of Tonkin incident where 58,000 American boys died. I mean, President Bush has said, I oppose amnesty. I just want to let all the immigrants who are here just stay here and become citizens. I mean, he says one thing and he means another. It's so difficult for people to believe that this could be true, that our leaders would intentionally lie to us. We went into Afghanistan because we wanted to catch Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. You remember that promise? And we've never tried to catch Osama. They intentionally let him escape. And then, of course, we went into Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction, and they threatened us. And there was no time for delay. We just had to get in there, and now we're going to have to go into Iran. Why, time is running out. They could have weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons any time, and you know how crazy those Iranians are, because everybody's forgotten that the American CIA brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power in 79. You know, but now, of course, the president and, you know, certainly the Commerce Department is denying that they intend to take away our national sovereignty, just exactly as the European leaders lied to the people of Europe, and suddenly they found they were trapped in the European Union with a bureaucracy, and even the elected members of the European Parliament have nothing to say. I've interviewed Ashley Mote, who's a member of the Parliament, and he will tell you, we are given 1 minute to talk. That's all you can do, talk, if you are a member of the Parliament, and everything is decided by the bureaucracy, and nobody even knows who selects them. We're moving towards a dictatorship in America. Does anybody care? Go ahead, Tom.
It's, you talk about the denial that they have here. They deny that Robert Pastor's book, Toward a North American Commission, was the root of the CFR report, Building a North American Community, even though he's been heavily involved in the whole thing. They deny that the CFR report has anything to do with the SPP, that it's all somehow separate, even though the wording is verbatim. And the denials go on and on and on. The fact that, I believe, you know, the fact that they call it the Security and Prosperity Partnership instead of the North American Union gives them that deniability that this is just about free trade. And you're absolutely correct about how they sold the European Union. The whole thing was sold as we're just going to help create our economic power to compete with the United States. And that's all it was about, was trade. And as you say, now they've got the parliament, they've got a court system, and the whole thing. Now we find, in Jerome Corsi's report recently, that the North American Union would trump our Supreme Court. He talks about Chapter 11 of the NAFTA agreement that establishes a tribunal that conducts a behind-closed-doors trial in cases to, you know, according to the legal principles established by the World Bank. You know, if somebody says, well, this, you know, the NAFTA agreement, and in this case the North American Union, is hurting my ability to trade, they can file suit. And, or if a local law says that it's hurting my NAFTA ability, then the NAFTA law or regulation over trumps the rule of law in the United States. So,
you know, really, since NAFTA is not a treaty, it was simply passed by majority vote, not as a treaty. I mean, I would think that we could take that to court and defeat it, because, of course, our Constitution says that nothing will supersede our Constitution. And that treaty, since it's not a treaty, doesn't. But nobody wants to fight it. And then, of course, because the courts are not interested in justice, they have part of the same agenda of producing this one world government. That's what it's all about. All these local areas that are brought under common jurisdiction, like the European Union and the North American Union and the South American Union, and then we will unite them all. That's exactly their plan. Brzezinski, the others have talked about it, but of course Rush Limbaugh is not going to talk to you, and Sean Hannity is not going to tell you, and Katie Couric aren't going to tell you, because these people are some of the finest pundits and commentators that money could buy. They've paid very well not to reveal, but to conceal the truth.
Yep, and you're absolutely right. You talk about when you have all these ancient nations and cultures in Europe that gave up their sovereignty, gave up their currency, gave up their national heritage, all for the European Union, then you have the United States doing the same thing, and then you in the North American Union, and then you have that happening in South America, and you have it happen in some sort of Asian Union, and you have it happen in some sort of African Union. All these nations have all taken the step to give up their national sovereignty, their national identity, their national independence. It is just a very short step then to take seven or eight of these and combine them into one, and then you've got the UN's global governance. It is clear as day, and that's exactly where all this is headed, without question. One of the interesting facts that I've been finding on this, you know, people say, well, how can the Congress not be involved, and how can they push this thing through without congressional involvement? Well, Congress, starting back in 1974, created a thing called Fast Track that allowed only about a 20 hours of debate on things. There's no time for any input from the rest of us. There's no hearings. These things happen just very quickly. And interestingly enough, Fast Track has only really been used in the cases of creating these free trade agreements or this global economy. And NAFTA was one of the things it was used on. And so, you know, this is a tool that was put in place to go around the Congress. And Congress voluntarily gave up the power to give the president this, saying, well, this gives him power to negotiate. If you remember, just a couple of years ago, President Bush went on the warpath, I've got to have Fast Track so I can negotiate for the country. And Congress gave it to him after they'd taken it away from Bill Clinton. They gave it to him, and here we are.
Well, after all, he's a Christian, and he'd never he would always tell us the truth and do what's best for America. Now he wants to attack Iran and plunge us into World War III. We'll be right back. Welcome your calls here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning is Tom DeWeese in the American Policy Center. And Tom has been on the front lines of this battle for for 20 years or more, and does a great job, and his information is valid, and you'll certainly want to get, the information from him, and we suggest you support him. Now, who do we have on the line?
Yes, good morning. Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is John from Northern Colorado.
Yeah.
Yes, a quick one here. About the Trans-Texas Corridor, it's estimated that at least 1 million Texans will be displaced by that corridor.
I've heard that. Have you heard that, Tom?
I haven't heard that figure, but as I said before, 500 and some thousand acres of land, somebody's going to be displaced for sure.
Right, that's for sure. Now, the reason why I called you is like to make requests to have this person on the air on your program at a later date, if you can. His name is Hank Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. He's got a website, hankgilbert.com. And he's a rancher fed up with this Trans-Texas Corridor. He's running for office. The office that he's running for is Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. That's for the whole state.
That's hankgilbert.com, huh?
Right, hankgilbert.com.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what, if you could get his telephone number for me, and you could call my 800 number, 800-544-8927. I'll get him on. But you get the telephone number, and you call my number, 800-544-8927. Leave it for me, and we'll get him on, I promise you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
God bless. Bye-bye. And, you know, the only way we're going to change this at all is for the American people to see this is one ball of wax. Freedom is one ball of wax. I mean, we're under attack from so many points of view, from the monetary point of view, from the moral point of view, from the property point of view, from the immigrant point of view, from the phony terrorist war and what's going on overseas, which is a great distraction, and as American boys fight for democracy overseas,
if you'd like to make a call,
we lose our freedom here at home. Well, Tom, you know, I'm enthused that you're getting such a great response.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that, and it has given me a lot of energy, too. As I said, people are calling. They want I mailed out these North American Union fact sheets. We started out with about 25,000 of them to my own supporters, and now we've got another 50,000 going out in the next week or so, and that will continue as we go along to get hundreds of thousands of them out. And I'm encouraging people to take it, to make copies of it, to send it out. And as I said, it's on the website, so you can download it from there at AmericanPolicy.org. And the more we can get out on this, the more we can enlighten people just what's happening. I will be the first to admit that the fact sheet is not all encompassing, but it does have the websites and how to find more information out on your own. It gives you an outline. It gives you what the basic argument on it. But it's easy to make copies of. It's only four pages long, and I did it that way on purpose.
Well, the thing is that the other side fears the American people will wake up, you know, and so they're doing everything they can to distract us with other things and other issues and, you know, what will be the crime of this week we're going to spend all of our time on, or what will be the scandal of this week, or Valerie Plume, who leaked the information on the CIA, this woman was a CIA agent, who cares? Why are we spending all of our time on that? I mean, the government's going to certainly, you know, Bush will pardon whoever was really involved in this. This is simply a distraction. They know how to play games with our minds. The really important thing is they're destroying our sovereignty. There are people who do not believe in America, and they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and you see what they're doing, because their loyalty is to this idea of creating a world government. Well, Tom, you know, what would you suggest that the individual do? You know, I don't think the average congressman has any idea what's going on, and if they did, if they knew there was a great outcry in America, as they saw with the outcry against the massive a migration into our country, or we used to call it illegal immigration, no longer illegal immigration, it's just migration. But, you know, when people got up in arms, Congress reacted. Do you think we can get them to react to this?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, it's interesting because watching this battle over immigration, the Senate, of course, has tried to pass a bill that you know, that enforces all the guest worker plan and so forth. And there's absolutely no support for that bill whatsoever, other than some misguided senators. The House has stood firm on their legislation that makes it a felony and shuts the border down and so forth, and has refused to listen to the issue of guest workers and so forth. I'm encouraged by it. I've never seen that happen before with all the pressure that's being put on the House. I won't say that they won't collapse, but so far they've stood. The American people have stood pat. Over 80% are opposed to illegal immigration and want it stopped. We have spoken out on this, and I can't say enough about the Minutemen and how they forced the president's hand to even doing the silly shadow things he's doing, his 6,000 troops that don't have guns on the border. But they have responded to that out of fear. They don't want to. President Bush doesn't want to put soldiers on the border. But they have done that.
But it's all make believe.
I mean, of course it is.
Why put troops without guns and who have no authority to arrest anybody down there? I mean, it's all showbiz.
Sure, it is. But they're doing the showbiz because the American people have stood up and said no. And now on this North American Union, if we can get that word out, and people are responding to it, I honestly believe that we can at least slow down the process, dilute it. They'll probably continue with something. But calls I'm getting from people, when they're getting my information and then they're calling their congressman, is congressman saying, nah, that's not true. No, never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about. But you've got people like Tom Tancredo who have stood up and said, wait a minute, what is this? What's going on here? I want answers. You've got Senator John Cornyn from Texas who actually put in a bill that would enact some of this. And when WorldNet Daily wrote to him and said, hey, do you know what you're doing here? He pulled the bill. So these things are happening.
God bless. Thanks so much. Thanks for everything you do, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you are concerned about this. I hope you are going to do something while we still have the ability. Last night I did a program on a book that was written in 1990 by a gentleman named Jacques Attali, one of the leaders, one of the elite of Europe. He heads a bank with $12 billion in it. He's very, very close to the centers of power over there. And he talks about where we're headed. His book is called Millennium, The Winners and the Losers. And he talks how, under this wonderful system of globalism, we're going to have a two-tiered society in the North, the very, very wealthy and the very, very poor. And the poor throughout the world will get poorer, and isn't it wonderful? And the people of great wealth will be able to travel around with all the luxury, and of course they will encounter those nomads, those helpless nomads, financially destitute nomads, who are part of the society of the living dead. This is what they really intend. I mean, it's an amazing book. As you read this, you say, why would anybody want this? But then as you look at the pictures there, these sort of bizarre pictures in the book, and then if you begin looking at them very carefully, and you'll see the emblem of the pyramid, the same pyramid that's on the back of the dollar bill. It's all part of this occult plan for the New World Order and the New World Religion. And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces moving the world towards destruction. If you haven't yet read my three pamphlets, they're inexpensively $9.95 for all three of them, on the occult hierarchy, you need to get it. You need to get the new book we're carrying, Hostage to the Devil, by Malachi Martin. And we carry his four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. But you can get a book, it's a book that really helped me to understand what's going on. I first read it back in 1980, Hostage to the Devil. You need to get the new video we're carrying, put out by a conservative Catholic about obscene and pornographic art in the Catholic Church, which, of course, is being protected by people at the highest levels of the structure of the organization. Because he went to Rome to try to do something about this. He was so disturbed. The film, it was a full-length film now available on DVD, shown in 12 major centers across America, up to maybe 9 weeks at a time, totally blacked out by the media. It's Rape of the Soul. We have it. That's Rape of the Soul. And I hope you'll go ahead and get a copy from us and help us get the information out. If you have not yet seen the other videos we have, videos like The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Miracle, Millennium, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, Joe Schimmel's latest video, which I think is probably one of the most shocking things I've seen. It's called The Da Vinci Con, but it's really about Hollywood's war on America. You'll want to get that and so many other things we have. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, please seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family and helping us as we reach out 5 hours a day across America by shortwave and internet and radio and satellite. And you can listen to us on satellite, at Telstar 5. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.